neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
I need to a group of people. It's called B'nai Het for purchasing the place of burial, Ma'arat HaMechfala. So then we see all of a sudden, he realizes that he's wasting his time. Says, please direct me to a person in charge. So who is the person in charge? Ephron. So he talks to Ephron and get it over. So now here we see it's a very interesting message here. Why we need to know, first he spoke to B'nai Het, and then he said, you know, I'm not getting anywhere. Who is the person in charge? Show me the person in charge. And then they give him the Ephron's cell phone. And then he calls him, he comes, and then he gets over. So now here, it's very interesting that many times we do the same thing. We go around B'nai Het, and we don't get anywhere. Because we don't know where the Ephron is. Or even don't think about the Ephron. For example, you know, sometimes the kids, the teacher, the principal, they feel he disturbs, doesn't listen, doesn't do his homework. And then after he studied, they realize that he needs eyeglasses. And then, or he was not able to see the board. So they bring him close to the board, or they inform the parent, you know, you have to get a checkup. Eye checkup, and then you see the status improves. It's unbelievable thing, you know. Other the problem that, you know, they notice the B'nai Het, then they went to Ephron. Everyone saw. So now here we see very interesting that, you know, you offer in one hand to a kid ice cream and the other hand carrot. Which one he takes? Which one?
Ice cream.
So if he takes a carrot, what do you need to do?
Take him to the doctor, right?
You have to take him to psychologist. Why does he like the ice cream? Why?
It's sweet.
Sweet. So I have an idea for you. How about we make, they call it carrot fudge? Yes? Make a carrot fudge. No?
No.
Cha?
It's dull, no taste.
No?
Not exciting.
No, but in the beginning it's sweet. Now you know to dip it in the chocolate.
But dip it in the carrot fudge?
No, the carrot. The carrot, you dip it in the chocolate.
Yes.
You don't have those, you know, like they make it strawberry, they call it strawberry fudge, apple fudge, no? So that would be a good idea. So now this way we make the carrot sweet and then he will eat it, no? Yeah. Yes? So now when he takes a bite and it's sweet and then you get to the carrot, so what's he gonna do? He's gonna throw it away. No? So how about we try to make him understand, you know, carrot is good for you. He will accept it.
No.
Doesn't accept.
They don't live it now.
Well, see, no, the choice here is either, as the Gemara says, that there's a technique, there's a patent that in Judaism we offer, that you push with the left and then you bring forth with the right. So what does it mean? That means we have to use the weak hand to push and the strong hand to pull. So what does it mean? We can try to direct people, say, this is not good, not good, not good, not good, not good. Or try to make him understand the replacement is better than this. Like let's say, when the kids are playing with the toy, say, come, eat. He comes. But halomot, he doesn't come. Say, come, 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 he doesn't come. Why he doesn't come? Why?
Because
Because he likes to play. Because playing with the toys is much more delicious than eating food. So he's there. So now you tell him, no, you have to eat. You have to eat. He understands it. He doesn't understand. So that's very sad. Why? Because he has to eat the carrot. He has to give up the toy. He doesn't. So what are we going to do now? What are we going
to
do? That's true, but the problem here is the status of the kid at the time that he doesn't give up the toy. When we become adult, there's many things that we don't want to let go, even though that might be harmful, and other things are much better than whatever that we are replacing. And there are many things in life, as we just about go through the beautiful parasha that Esav replaced his firstborn right with what? Bowl of Adasi. Hashem Yerachim. How could be such a thing? How could be such a thing? You let go of your Bechora, that means serving Beit HaMikdash, with a bowl of lentil soup. So what is trying to teach us? This is what we do constantly. All the time. It's not Esav. It's every one of us. You at the moment you occupy yourself with something is as ridiculous as bowl of lentil soup. Adasi, Hashem Yerachim. You let your firstborn right go because of this Adasi. And that's what the whole point here is. Abraham Shalom, he knew he's wasting his time. So, give him a run around. Give me that front. And that's why it is. So Tosh is teaching us, nobody can claim, I'm 100%, I'm ma'ahuz, sat. There's no such a thing. But the direction that, just like the example of this kid, poor kid, it's not that he wants to disturb. He doesn't have the tool. He cannot see the board. That's what bothers him. So get him eyeglasses, finished. That's how it is. You have to see where is the Ephron. You have to take the Ephron, knock him down, and finish. And it takes a lot of courage and honesty. And we are expert in denial. We do everything ziremizi. Under the table.
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why?
No, not why. No, we have to ask ourselves why. But that's what we do. Because we are afraid of facing the fact. That, I have something that I need to work on. I have to fix it. This Gemara is very interesting. Gemara says, there was a sage that claimed that I never said something and I turned around. Because you have any time, you say Lashon Hara, you make sure there's nobody behind you. Then you say it. But he meant that if I want to do something and it's right, I'll do it. I don't need to hide it under the table. But if I'm hiding it under the table, that means I'm not supposed to do it. So what am I doing? I'm tricking myself. There's another word for it. I'm making fun of myself. Because I know I'm not supposed to do it. Just like the kids, they do under the table. Why? Because there's something in there that is not fixed yet. It has to be fixed. It's not that the kid plays around in the classroom. He plays in the classroom, he plays around in the car, he plays in his room. He plays around. Why? Because he feels he can get away with things. And he knows he's wasting his time. And that's what exactly the whole message is. Abraham Avinu didn't want to waste his time. He said, you bring me a runaround. Give me the source. And he went right straight to it and get it done. And that's how it is. That's what we need to do. And making the carrot fudge is not going to help. It's not going to help. The kid has to understand this is healthy. This is good for you. The other one, you have to take you to the dentist.
Come on, come on. Too early for the
is coming in well.
Hashem is like, you know, that they eat the carrot without any fudge.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.